God's book is full of wisdom. If you and I are going to be wise people, we have to get in the source book. This is why you can't walk wisely and keep this closed from Sunday to the next Sunday. Notice what he said. He said, keep it close to your heart. God's word living in our heart. You want wisdom how to raise your children? Here's a good place to start. Wisdom in business? Here's a place to start. Want God's wisdom about finances? Want God's wisdom about family? God's wisdom about relationships? God's wisdom in every aspect of life. God's wisdom about your talents, your abilities, your gifts, your future, your plans, your goals, your dreams. Where do we get God's viewpoint right here? So step number two is simply this. If I want to be a wise person, I'm going to pursue wisdom. Where am I going to pursue it? The first place I want to start is to get the mind of God. What did he think about thus and so? How did those whom he led respond? Step number three, if we're going to be godly people who are wise, it's not enough to desire to be wise. It's not enough to read and meditate upon the scriptures. But number three, if I'm going to be a wise person, acquire wisdom, I must be willing to obey God's word. I must be willing to obey God's word. It's not enough just to hear about it, not enough just to meditate upon it. Now, here's the reason why. There are lots of people, for example, who read the scriptures, and there are people who read the Bible through, probably read it through once a year, somewhere thereabouts, and they love to read the Bible through, and I think it's a wonderful idea. I would never discourage it under any condition, but now watch this. It's one thing to read, but the question is, am I applying the truth? You see, to be wise, we must not only read it, but we must apply it. Because if I don't apply it, how do I know whether it works or not? For example, I can read a lot of things in the Bible about God. A lot of things in here about God. He says he stores up sound wisdom. Now, I want you to go to that verse, chapter 2, verse 7. Are we going to stay in Proverbs except for one verse? Chapter 2, verse 7. Very important verse. He says he stores up wisdom for those who want it. Is that what he says? No. He says he stores up wisdom for the upright. That is, God is ready to, he has already provided all the wisdom you and I need for every single circumstance of our life. He says he's provided it for the upright, those who are walking in his will, those who are walking godly. Does that mean that a person has to be perfect? No. Because one of the ways we learn to be wise is by the mistakes we make. And so, therefore, we're not talking about persons walking perfectly. We're simply talking about how God works in people's lives, and that is when you and I are willing to be obedient to those principles we just read in step two, when you and I obey those, we become wise. Now, why is that? Because we begin to see the effects of doing what God said do. How will I ever know that God is faithful unless I get in a situation where I desperately need him and ask him to help me out, to rescue me, to give me whatever I need at that particular moment? So the issue here is not only reading God's word, but it's also obeying it. So let's look at two or three scriptures about this, because this is a point I think sometimes people say, well, you know, I've asked God to give me wisdom, and somehow it didn't come across. So I want you to turn, if you will, let's look at chapter 8. And verse 33. Listen to what he says. Proverbs 8:33. He says, heed instruction. Heed instruction. That is, listen to it and apply it. That is, obey what you hear. It's one thing to hear it, one thing to read it, but the question is, am I willing to take the time to obey what I hear? For example, look at chapter 10 and verse 8. Look at this. He says, but the wise of heart will receive commands. That is, not just read them, but receive them. That is, he said, we saw a few moments ago, over and over again, he says, don't let these teachings depart from you. He said, give attention to my word. Incline your heart to them. Don't let them depart from your sight. Keep them close to your heart. What does he say? God wants us to apply the principles of Scripture. And you see, it's not enough just to read a verse here and there, or to read a passage and to think, well, that's good and that's encouraging, but the issue is, what's the principle? What is God saying to me? And so, therefore, obedience is absolutely a key. Now, think about this for a moment. If God allowed you and me to simply read His scriptures and we just say, well, I just want to thank you, God, I want to be wise, and and we move on living in our sin, that would be God condoning something that He cannot by His very nature condone. And so therefore, God's Word, His principles, are His direction for us. And if I apply those directions, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to be able to understand how God operates. I'm going to see what God does when I do what God says. I will never know what God will do if I do what God says, unless I do what God says. And so if I'm going to be wise, it's going to be this cause and effect. There's going to be this action and this reaction. I'm going to see what happens in my life when I do what God says do. So a wise person discovers the principle in Scripture that concerns that particular circumstance, and then they obey that principle and watch the results. And so it's very important that you and I put obedience as a major factor in learning to be wise. And so when a person says, well, I'd like to be wise, then the question is, are you willing to submit yourself to the will of God? Are you willing to do what God tells you to do and let Him demonstrate that His way is the best way? Step number four. Step number four is the one that most everybody says, well, you know, that's the one I want. And that is, we acquire wisdom by praying for it. Now, look in chapter 11, and let's look, if you will, at verse 2. He says, when pride comes, then comes dishonor. But with the humble is wisdom. Now, what does he mean by that? With the humble is wisdom. When a person is genuinely humble, they acknowledge that they have a need. They acknowledge they don't know it all. They acknowledge they need wisdom or need understanding or need direction in their life. And so we are coming to God acknowledging our need of Him. And so when a person is coming to pray, most of the time, let's face it, most of our prayers are made up of proclamations of our praise and love and so forth for Him. But likewise, so much of our prayers are requests. God, here's what I need. His need of my heart. We humble ourselves before Him and acknowledge our need of Him. Sometimes our desperate need of Him, our hunger for Him, our thirst for Him, our yearning for Him. God, we need You. So if I want wisdom, certainly I must acknowledge the fact that I need Him, that I need wisdom. And so I'm going to come to Him in the spirit of humility, making my request. Now, I want you to turn to the one Scripture I want us to look at in James. Look there for a moment, and in that third chapter, of course, is his distinction between godly wisdom and worldly wisdom, the wisdom from above and the wisdom from below, as we talked about last time. But listen to what he says in James chapter 1, verse 5. And this is the verse that most people will claim, and they'll say, well, you know what? Here's what he said. That's what I did, and it didn't work out. Now, watch this. Verse 5, but if any of you lacks wisdom, need wisdom, let him or her ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Now, two or three things here. Watch this. This is one of those verses you can't take out of context. If you do, for example, the Bible says, ask God for wisdom and He'll give you wisdom. Now, let's think about this. Well, He certainly will. But He says, now, if you ask with wavering faith, well, I hope He is. I'm betting on it. I don't know. If it's that, He says, you're not going to get it.